A bill making its way through the state legislature is bringing the debate over states' rights and federal land front and center. According to the Congressional Research Office, nearly 40% of Arizona's land is owned by the federal government, and many conservatives think that's a land grab. Tucson Republican Mark Fincham has introduced a bill that would direct the Attorney General to consider joining a case out of Utah that challenges the federal government for public lands in the state. Our next guest joins us via Skype to talk more about this bill. Ilya Shapiro is a senior fellow in constitutional studies at the Libertarian Cato Institute. And Ilya, what's your initial reaction to this bill?
Well, I know that state legislatures do direct executive officials to do certain things from time to time, or agencies. Offhand, it doesn't seem like out of the realm of normalcy or propriety to have the legislature direct the executive to prepare some sort of report, consider some kind of action.
So Arizona voters rejected a similar proposal in 2012 for the state to take control of federal lands. What does this look like in other states on the East Coast and other Western states like ours?
Well, it's not really discussed on the East Coast because federal ownership of land is not really an issue. It's an issue in the West, not because of red state, blue state, or anything like that, but simply because of the massive ownership of lands by the federal government. It's come up in various ways. Just as a matter of good public policy, I do think the federal government is holding on to a lot of land for no particular reason. And I think, you know, whether motivated by a lawsuit or negotiation or something, I do think it would be good for the federal government to either give back some of that land to the states or privatize it. I think just having federal control for no particular reason isn't a good thing.
So let's talk more about the legal theory at stake here. So the Utah legislature has embraced this theory of equal footing. Can you explain that for us?
Yeah, this is the idea that when a state enters the union, it comes into the union on the same terms as the original 13 colonies. And so the federal government can't put some sort of restrictions on states that entered the union 100 years later that were not under the on the original states. And so the argument goes that since the federal government is holding so much of this public land in newer states, and especially Western states, that they are not on equal footing with the Eastern states. I don't think this is such a strong argument, because the devil is in the details, and the equal footing doctrine does also admit of differences for some good reason. And so it sort of sends us back to the larger issue of whether under the property clause, the enclave clause, any other authorities under the Constitution, whether the federal government is properly exercising its authority. And if it has good enough reason for holding and doing with this land what it will, then that can trump the equal footing clause.
Okay. So you seem to think that's not the best argument, but what do you think is a good argument for states taking control of some of this federal land?
Sure. Well, this is mostly under what's called the property clause, which says that Congress shall have power to dispose of and make all needful rules and regulations respecting the territory or other property belonging to the United States, and nothing in the Constitution shall be construed to prejudice any claims of the United States or any particular state. Now, there's no solid Supreme Court precedent on what the scope of federal power under this clause is, but generally there's kind of been what lawyers call dictum, or kind of non-binding statements, saying that the power is essentially plenary, meaning they can do what they wish with it. And so I think a good reading of this is that the federal government can control land in the West or anywhere, but that it has to be, first of all, doing something with it, not just holding it, but also doing that pursuant to one of its enumerated powers. And so, you know, who knows whether the Supreme Court today would hold that the government isn't fulfilling its obligations under that principle. But my thinking really goes towards the federal government can own land lawfully in the West. It doesn't just have to sell it off, as long as it's doing something that has some sort of beneficial use that's tied to one of its constitutional powers.
Right. And a lot of people would argue, right, that the beneficial use of the federal government owning this land is to maintain it for public uses, for like camping, hiking, fishing, hunting, things like that, that we use our federal land here for. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think that would definitely be the argument if a lawsuit were brought, whether by Arizona or anyone else. I think that would be the response for the lands that are used in that way. Other lands are used in different ways. And I think just trying to predict, I think courts would accept that argument. And so as an original matter, as a matter of original public meaning of the Constitution, I don't think that's enough because there's no federal power to preserve camping or hunting or what have you. There's no reason why a state couldn't do that. So, you know, I don't think that's quite right under the constitutional meaning, but I'm not sure that that you'd find the Supreme Court today would agree with me.
So we've seen this kind of battle over federal land and states' rights to that land really become contentious recently with the Clive and Bundy case here in the West. How does this kind of bill and this kind of argument play into that larger debate that's happening in the West right now about control of federal lands?
That's probably what this bill is most useful for. That is elevating the issue. Maybe it'll make national news. Who knows? If it passes, you know, what would the Attorney General's office do with that? That could be a very interesting and important report that might cause people in a lot of states to look at this more seriously. And so I think this bill or trying to pursue these kinds of legal claims is probably more useful as political pressure than it is in terms of any real lawsuits that would come from it.
All right. Ilya Shapiro is Senior Fellow in Constitutional Studies at the Cato Institute. Ilya, thanks so much for your time.
My pleasure. Take care.